And now our scripture comes from 1 John 3, the verses 17 to 24. If you see some brother or sister in need and have the means to do something about it, but turn a cold shoulder and do nothing, what happens to God's love? It disappears, and you made it disappear. My dear children, let's not just talk about love, let's practice real love. And this is the only way we'll know we're living truly, living in God's reality. And that's a theme of our message this morning, living in God's reality. It's also the way to shut down debilitating self-criticism, even when there is something to it. For God is greater than our worried hearts and knows more about us than we do ourselves. And friends, once that's taken care of, and we're no longer accusing or condemning ourselves, we're bold and free before God. We're able to stretch our hands out and receive what we asked for, because we're doing what He said, doing what pleases Him. Again, this is God's command, to believe in His personally named Son, Jesus Christ. He told us to love each other in line with the original command. And as we keep His commands, we live deeply and surely in Him, and He lives in us. And this is how we experience His deep and abiding presence in us, by the Spirit He gave us. And here ends our scripture reading. May we sense God's presence as we seek to understand scripture this very morning. Have you seen the musical Fiddler on the Roof? Those among us who've been married for many years sometimes repeat parts of the delightful dialogue to one another, as Tink and I often sometimes do. Tevye asks his wife Goldie, "Do you love me?" Goldie says, "You're a fool, Tevye." He says, "I know, but do you love me?" She says, "Do I love you? For 25 years I've washed your clothes, I've cooked your meals, I've cleaned your house, given you children, milked the cow. After 25 years, why talk about love right now? I'm your wife, Tevye." He sings, "I know, but do you love me?" She sings, "I suppose I do." And he responds, "And I suppose I love you too." People who truly love and care for one another never ever stop telling each other about the strong love that binds them. However, only talking about our love for each other, is never enough. Brother, sister, love is never and can never be words alone. The biblical author John begins his explanation of how God's love can disappear with a searching question. If you see some brother or sister in need and have the means to do something about it, but turn a cold shoulder and do nothing, what happens to God's love? It disappears. And you made it disappear. Can you hear the accusation in his voice? Obviously, if a person with possessions sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help, then there is no sign of God's love in that person. It is then that God's love disappears. At times, we discover deep in ourselves and recognize in others the same surprising fact. We claim to be Christians. We talk about God's love in us. But seeing how we sometimes behave and deal with one another, it is so difficult not to quietly wonder, how can God's love possibly be in that person? Love becomes visible not in what we say, but what we do. Jesus links loving God with loving people. It makes one realize that the self-righteous, self-centered, lone ranger kind of Christian is no sincere or true Christian after all. Love is action, never words alone. The Gospel mentioned numerous occasions where Jesus encountered the Pharisees, and it was not the Jewish faith that offended Jesus. Definitely not. After all, he himself was a Jew. But the Pharisees used their religion to elevate themselves and then used their religion as a bludgeon to beat down others that became the object of their scorn. Love is action, never words alone. A major portion of the world's wealth is concentrated in so-called Christian nations. What better plan could God have for meeting the needs of the unfortunate of this world than have His people to share out of their abundance? A Christian woman visited Darfur in North Africa, the country that has known so much suffering and despair. And over there she saw the small children with the swollen bellies. She noticed the malnutrition. She saw the diseased and dying from the ravages of war and drought. And she said that she was in such despair that she felt like screaming out to God. But then she realized, this was God screaming out to her. Love is action, never words alone. We are God's plan for the caring for the unfortunate of this world. And as Christians, we believe and claim that we are part of God's plan for the suffering and the lost also in our community. It is impossible to be part of God's plan for the space coast and the suffering world and yet do nothing about it. Christian love centers on the needs of others, whether they are sitting beside us in the pew, live across the street, or are scattered across the world. If we do not love one another, if we are negative about some of us, if we ignore one another, if we hold grudges against one another, if we fail to love, this church will fail to be a true church of Jesus Christ. Our future will be in jeopardy even in spite of the glorious history, beautiful buildings, great deeds of the past, and the imaginative future programs that we are currently working on. When you and I deal with one another as part of the same church family, the question is whether we are giving an accurate witness to the love of Jesus Christ. That is the major question we need to ask ourselves. Or are we sowing seeds of anger, resentment, and hatred? You see, for the follower of Jesus, love can never be words alone. There's only one way that people know that we belong to Christ, and that is by how much we love. Nothing else we do matter nearly as much. Love is and will always remain our primary witness to the world. And if the world cannot sense our love, we will still be called a church. Oh yeah. But we will not be a true church. Definitely not a church of Jesus Christ. There are some things in life that you and I simply cannot fake. There are no ifs, buts, or maybes. Only if we in this place love one another, the world will know that this is truly a church of Jesus Christ. They will notice it. They will sense it. And then they will believe our love for one another. Nothing superficial about that. And then they will admire it. And finally, they will desire it. Those who knew Jesus in person saw a glimpse of the quality of His love for us. On a cross outside Jerusalem, they recognized the greatest love of all time. And that is exactly at that point where the basic message of Christianity was born. Even now, today, we still hear a faint voice coming to us through the ages. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. So this calls for a personal decision that you and I have to make. And if you haven't done so before, for the first time, or maybe after being reminded, to do so once again. What is my decision about the message of love, the calling of love? It's now in our hands, and this will determine the future of this church. Nothing else. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand, and together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. And they will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. They will know that we are Christians by our love. Amen.